This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And it's Wednesday, and I think LaGuardia and Kennedy airports were open the other day, because I know for certain that there were planes coming back from Europe. So let's just move on then, shall we? And let's talk to the guy who got back and the guy that's always here with us. And I'm talking about Arbalest Quarrel with, you know, Roger Katz, and freshly back off of the Tuscan retreat, Stephen DeAndrilli. Hey, guys.
Good evening, Bill. Good to be here.
So, you guys have decided to step on over to the dark side of the wave, I think, about certain things, haven't you?
Well, there's a reason for that. Bill, let me say to you, Roger, and everybody listening tonight, as you all know, I do a bit of traveling, and I thank God for America. I really, as you leave this country and you experience what's going on in the world, you cannot, if you're sane and if you truly understand what we have in America, not thank God for America. And I have to say that. And I have to say that to myself, not to convince myself, but because it's true. I have to thank God every day that I'm an American citizen. And let's not go into details of my recent experience in Italy and tie that into Spain, Portugal, France, and throughout Europe on this program, because there's much too much happening with the Kavanaugh situation and the situation in general to take valuable time. But I do want to say that we should all not take our rights, our freedoms, our way of life, and our prosperity for granted. And I mean that sincerely, and I'm saying that because of my recent trip to Italy, which was actually a pleasant surprise, because I would say 90% of the people that I spoke with, students, young people, middle-aged people, working people, hard-working middle-class people, as well as professional people that are on the top of their society. If you're a doctor in Italy, you're a big shot. You're living a whole different type of life. If you're an owner of a major business, an Antonori, a wine merchant, but when I asked them, and when I was bold enough to ask them at the right time, what do you think of Donald Trump? I'd say over 90% of them were in favor of Trump. And I'd say, why is that? I don't get Fox News here on my TV. I only get CNN or BBC. And we went through this before, so I'll make it quick. But they said, well, we have alternative news, and we know that we're being fed a lot of propaganda. And you know what? And we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel here in Europe, because we don't have a shot in hell. And that's what we need to remember here. And we Americans need to know what's at stake, because many, many have fought and made the ultimate sacrifice for us to keep our democratic republic alive and well, and to give us what we are taking advantage of. What we're experiencing, I should say, today is nothing less than an out and out attack against America and everything that America stands for. And we must fight against these evil forces. It's not just about our Second Amendment rights, although that is very important. It's about every right guaranteed to us and codified in the Bill of Rights. We cannot send our sons and daughters to college for fear that they may espouse a conservative opinion in a university that will not accept it, and they will be ruined. As we can see from a sitting circuit court judge, his life has basically been ruined, his family, his wife, his children. He's got to be nominated Supreme Court Justice, or he will be totally devastated. If they could do that to a sitting circuit court judge, just imagine what they could do to an average person. A simple allegation. This is what's at stake. And that's why Roger and I worked hard to put out an article, which he just posted it on our site, because we are at the cusp of a modern day civil war. And there is only one acceptable solution, and that is victory. Roger?
Yeah, absolutely. My concern, I should add this, Bill, you actually created the incentive for us to draft this article. At first, I thought it was a bit of a hyperbole, but now watching the Kavanaugh confirmation hearing, the travesty that it's become, and the outrageous attacks, not only on Kavanaugh and on Donald Trump, but on essentially anyone, as Stephen said, who espouses a conservative viewpoint, anything that is removed from the liberal pantheon of gods and precepts and principles that they hold to. Just the other day, it's unbelievable. A Georgetown professor tweeted something absolutely disgusting. Basically, do you recall?
Oh, I know. I know it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Asking saying that all white men should be castrated. And she goes on and on. And Georgetown basically fired. Nothing came of it. Another guy at Catholic University, though, a dean, conservative, basically talking about that, what's her name, Spetnik or whatever.
I call her Curly Sue.
Curly Sue, there you go. And he said, look, here's a woman that admits she was an adult at the time that she supposedly goes to a party when Kavanaugh and others, if he was there, were younger. We're basically minors, and she basically admits to engaging in a pedophile relationship. She's talking about taking part in sex, and he promptly is attacked and suspended, and then the mob on the campuses and are saying he's got to leave. And don't think that Kavanaugh doesn't lose something, whether he's and he's got to be confirmed to the Supreme Court. He can't teach at Harvard now. I can't believe it. He's taught Harvard as a lecturer for years. And now it's amazing that there is all this attack against him. Basically, I don't know how many hundreds of individuals, students that are demanding that he not teach at Harvard. So he can't teach. It's just unbelievable. And where is this all coming from? This is all coordinated, just like that coordinated attack in the elevator against Flake. Apparently, this was a leftist.
Let me get you to hold it coordinated. You can. Spring, who coordinated this on us, or he can just blurt it out while we're in the middle of it. Arbalest Quarrel, that's where you'll find this article. This just got published today. Is it good? I'm going to presume that sooner or later it will be up on Amoland if it isn't already up there. This last article is it's a realization of something that none of us really want to admit to, and all of us may have to face. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. They have decided, like I said, to come over to the dark side and discuss things that heretofore, you know, most people don't really want to discuss this because they're like, surely we're not going to be like this now. We have iPhones. But that's not the case. Especially not when the left is coming at you. So, once again, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrea, what you guys, what are you thinking? Besides Soros. Have you still got them?
That's the Wall Street
alone.
Okay.
Hold on, Steve. I subscribe to the Wall Street Journal and also to the New York Times because I want to know exactly where the liberal element, actually radical liberal, the leftist element, in the New York Times, a little less so in the Wall Street Journal, comes down, and where their arguments are on this issue of Kavanaugh. And of course, they've been attacking Kavanaugh left and right. But what I find interesting, there was a couple articles in the last few days. One, an editorial in the New York Times by a famous academic scholar in law, Lawrence Tribe, a liberal way on the left. And at one time, I think he was considered, I don't know, perhaps by Bill Clinton to be a Supreme Court justice. That never transpired. And it's curious that Lawrence Tribe doesn't really talk about the fundamental unfairness of how the hearing was conducted. But he goes on an attack against Kavanaugh himself. He says his intemperate personal attacks on members of the Senate Judiciary Committee and his partisan tirades against what he derided as a conspiracy of liberal political enemies guilty of calculated and orchestrated political hit do more than simply display a strikingly injudicious temperament. They disqualify him from being a Supreme Court justice. And it's curious. Here's a man who has been excoriated. He's been called everything in the book, from a drunkard to a serial rapist, and he's not supposed to be indignant about it. And yet people say, well, look, he's unstable. But suppose he came out as he did during the hearing, essentially straightforward, perhaps even a bit robotic. Then they would say, well, he's unfeeling. So, you know, as I say, you can't win for losing. But you compare that editorial with one by Alan Dershowitz. Now, in the last few weeks and months, Dershowitz has appeared more on Hannity, I think, than he has been on MSNBC and CNN, where you would think that he would be the star of the show as a brilliant appellate scholar and a professor emeritus at Harvard. But he basically supports Kavanaugh and what has been going on. He talks about the need for fundamental fairness in a hearing and that we don't have it. What he said was this: being on the Supreme Court is a privilege, not a right, but being disqualified based on a false accusation of a crime would be a violation of the fundamental right to fairness. And he goes on to say, this is no longer about who would make the best Supreme Court justice. It is about the most fundamental issues of fairness this country has faced since the McCarthy era, when innocent people were accused of trying to overthrow the government and had their lives ruined based on false accusations. It's absolutely dreadful. And I would hope that McConnell is serious about holding a vote, if not at the end of the week, then certainly by the beginning of the of next week. And it really will come down to this Blake, Murkowski, Collins, and a couple Democrats, probably Manchin and Heitkamp. Apparently, Heitkamp is about 10 points down in the most recent polls. And if not that we should give that much credence to them, but if she's concerned about securing another term in the Senate, she'll think long and hard about whether or not she is going to vote for confirmation of Kavanaugh. I'll let Stephen, you What are your feelings about the coming confirmation hearing, whether this FBI investigation is going to be wrapped up shortly?
I've got to be very careful what I say on public radio here, right, Bill? I have some pretty strong feelings. But you know what? Since, Roger, you just made some quotes, I'll make a brief quote. I'm looking at a retired Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, U.S. Marine Corps, as we know, now currently the president of the NRA. And in this issues of American, this month's issue of America's First Freedom, he wrote a president's column. And basically what he's alluding to is the 2018 midterm election, which is only about 4 or 5 weeks away. Everybody, hello, wake up, is probably the most pivotal election of our lives. And when I think about it, it is. I mean, aside from the 2016 presidential election, I could think of nothing more important than who is going to be on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court of the United States impacts our constitutional rights. And you know what? He asked a very simple question, and I'm going to put it out to all of us, including myself. He says, quote, what are we going to do about it? Well, if we all agree that this election is so important, and if we all agree that Kavanaugh is a 5-4 savior for our Second Amendment rights, if we all want national carry reciprocity, if we all want to keep our so-called assault weapons, if we all want to get rid of all these gun licensing schemes and restrictions on our firearms and every other right that we cherish, what are we going to do about it? Is anybody picking up the phone right now to get Blake on the phone?
Stephen, hold
back,
Stephen.
Well, everybody hold on. We're headed to the next break, so we'll pick this up on the other end as far as the flake. Jeff with an exclamation point, as I call him. Arbalistquarrel.com, that's where you can find this stuff in the verbal form. Not nearly as exciting as the written form. Not nearly as exciting as the verbal form, which is more like a conversational jujitsu. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
USA Radio News.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley said there was some indication that the FBI's report on its findings regarding the background investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will be completed by sometime on Wednesday. Senator Roger Wicker on what he heard earlier today regarding the FBI report.
FBI reports are normally not given to the public. And to me, the thing to do would be to make 50 copies or 100 copies and just make sure that they're secure there in the room. I was not told at our meeting at 1 o'clock today that there would only be one copy.
At 2:18 p.m. Eastern Time, everyone received an alert from the National Presidential Alert System. Now, the president won't be using this to send you text messages, obviously. This is designed for the president to send you a message should there be a crisis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And I'm talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. I'm talking to Stephen DeAndrelli, and I'm talking to Roger Katz. Stephen, do you have like a suitcase with a whole bunch of stickers on it like they used to back in the day, you know, back in the good old days when it was cool to be an American and where everybody wore a three-piece suit to cut the grass?
Actually, I don't. My briefcases are kind of simple and plain, flying below the radar. But my mouth does my talking, and I'm not afraid to ask appropriate questions at the appropriate time, no matter where I am. And sometimes it could get scary because, you know, you're in the minority, like the only one in tens of thousands of people, especially in Europe. Or, well, I didn't say anything political in China. But, yeah, and that's what we need to remember, too. We need to remember that we should be able to espouse our opinion. And I read to Roger today an interesting piece, and I'm not going to quote it, but by a retired New York City high school teacher, like I'm a retired UFT teacher. And this guy is ripping into Trump, who he said had created a new rule that tuning the TV to Fox News would be a standard operating procedure aboard Air Force One. And he alludes to the fact that Trump only listens to Fox News and only, you know, accepts conservative views, and how our democratic republic should accept all views, and that's what makes it so great. And meanwhile, what I said before and what we've all seen on TV and realized is, you dare not espouse a conservative view if you're going to Berkeley or Harvard or Yale. First of all, you won't even get in to these schools, any of these supposedly great universities, if they know you're a conservative. Unless they let you in as a token conservative, and then they ruin you by giving you low grades. But that's the thing. It's not. It's about our Second Amendment rights, but it's gone even worse. It's gone even more dangerous than that. And that's why, again, Oliver North is saying, immediately let our senators know we want Kavanaugh confirmed.
It's so important, Bill.
I want to ask a question. Do you think, and it's become the norm to just allow this to happen, but I don't understand it. If one of those women got into my face and I was Jeff Flake, and, you know, I know I'm not Jeff Flake, thank goodness, but what do you think would have happened as far as the response if somebody runs up to me screaming at me, I'm going to help them take two or three more steps straight into the wall, face first.
Well,
Hang on. I'm not done yet.
Go ahead.
After I stick them in the wall, then I'm going to push them back, and then I'm going to either pop them right in the neck or I'm going to pop them on their knee or something so that they go down. And then I'm going to go,
okay. Oh,
I'm sorry. I was just reacting to what I thought was a threat. Did you have something to say?
I love it. Yeah. Keep on going. I love it.
The Republicans, the problem, you know, I like that some of these, you know, Lindsey Graham lost his mind last week. That was just funny as all get out.
That was great.
And they all need to lose their mind. They all need to quit being gentlemen, and they need to get real combative and follow Trump's lead. Trump's out there, you know, going,
yeah.
Well, listen to Nang Blumenthal. You know, he said he went over there, people dying left and right. He never left the States. Okay, all right, yeah. And he's questioning Kavanaugh's, you know, honesty. Okay, sure.
All right, let me answer your question.
Sure.
I know why they don't react accordingly. Although you could react either way. You could either react by just doing nothing and looking at them in total disgust, and that is an actual statement as well. Or you could react as you just mentioned. Either way is fine with me, depending upon the situation, perhaps. If it's a woman, you got to be very, very, very careful. But the reason why these wimps, including these centrist Republicans, which is why I'm on edge here with the Kavanaugh thing, because if Republicans stuck together, we wouldn't even have to worry about any Democratic votes. He'd be confirmed. It'd be done. It'd be a done deal. Roger and I discussed this years ago. We wrote about it, how important it was to stick together. But they're afraid. They're afraid of not getting elected. They're afraid of the mass media. They're afraid of what the media says. Even this Collins woman, she's afraid. She's afraid. You know what? If you're not afraid of getting elected, because you shouldn't be, because it's not all about getting elected. It's about doing the right thing and representing your constituents and doing what's right and what's in your heart. You'd say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to do what I have to do. I'm going to do the right thing. And if my constituents vote me out, then so be it. I'll go back to a private life in private practice. Most of these guys and women are lawyers, or they own big businesses, and they could go for re-election some other time. But they're afraid. They think of themselves as career politicians, as though it's due them. That's why these guys are reelected. There needs to be term limits, but that's another subject. So that's an answer to your question. I think I'm right. What do your listeners think? Call in, Dan, tell Bill. Let us know what's going on. But the bottom line is, you better vote, and keep this in mind. Again, Trump has appointed 43 judges to the federal court so far. There are 151 vacancies, and there's 44 nominations pending. Why are they pending? Because the Democrats are holding them up. Can't you see that whenever a gun law is legislated in California, New York, or wherever that's against our rights, it goes to court. And if the judges are liberal Democrats, we lose. So we need to get Trump to nominate and get all of these judges passed. And certainly we need Kavanaugh on this court ASAP. And you're not going to see that unless you do something. So what are you going to do about it?
Agreed. What am I going to do about it? I'm going to stand fast and watch what they do, because they had better. If they don't know what's happening here, and I think some of them do, even the old Frito cons, they know what's going on. And I think the Democrats don't know what they've done. You know, they didn't know what they had, you know, when Harry Reid got out there and said, well, of course, in order to keep things moving, we have to do away with the filibuster. Did they ever think that was not going to come back and bite them on the butt? And yet it has. And this is another one of these things where they're not looking any further than their instant gratification that they think they're going to get, which, you know, is to, as they say, energize their base. But their base is minuscule. Nobody in the United States acts like that.
Well, Oliver North also did say, as a Marine, he never wants to underestimate his adversary. Let's keep that in mind. Let's think positive. But you know what? In the next segment, let Roger have his share. Roger, let's talk about Blumenthal and how we mentioned him in our article, and President Trump bashed the hell out of him on his war record, his lying, his hypocrisy on being a Marine Corps commander, a veteran in Vietnam, and yet he's holding Kavanaugh to a standard that he should, this guy should have been thrown to the wolves. My God. And let's talk about that, Roger. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Kavanaugh. Let's talk about our article on the American Civil War 2018.
All right.
We most certainly can do that. We're coming up on the next break. You want to finish us out here, Roger? You got okay. Got 35 seconds unless you want me to do it.
Go ahead, Bill.
It is certainly, it is, all of this is just, this is just food for thought, because every election matters. Every vote matters, because these guys are unmasked. They are coming as hard as they can roll. And if you think they're ever going to give up, they're never going to give up. And I'm going to throw something at these guys. I got a curveball for you guys when we get back. So we'll be right back. I'm talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. This is Lock and Load.
Wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Roger Katz and Stephen DeAngeli. I want to ask you guys a question here, and this is, you know, this is a leftist cause too, and this is one of the reasons they need to have us, first of all, one of the reasons they need not to have Kavanaugh. And I can make this all a gun argument. First of all, with Kavanaugh, it's all about guns. You know that, I know that, everybody knows that. They know that if he gets in there, that, you know, he's going to hold everybody's feet to the fire when it comes to Heller, which is something they don't want. So, I'm going to give you one example of something that concerns me the most, and just to get your take on it. Like, for example, do you either one of you have any sort of an opinion on why they pursue climate change so hard?
I really don't. It seems that some particular causes that they pick up are simply to show that they are different than the Republicans. Let's say that basically we will support this position because they don't.
And I have an opinion too
about that. Go ahead.
I have an opinion too, Roger. My opinion is that climate change, what the Democrats would want to do is they'd want to get rid of coal, the pipeline, any kind of energy source that would create jobs for Americans, and anything they could do without justification, that is, because I certainly believe in safeguarding our environment and the world as a globe, but I think that's one of the things, Bill. What are you getting at?
They want to use it to get rid of capitalism.
Okay, well, yeah, money. So there it is: jobs, capitalism.
No. In order for them to be able to push, and this is coming straight out of the UN. Okay, and remember, okay. People like Obama. When Obama was with the Joyce Foundation, he and Valerie Jarrett put together a idea for something called the Chicago Climate Exchange, which would have been a brokerage house for climate credit. Okay. Yeah. This, according to the UN, this is all because we need to be in the same kind of a government as China.
Yeah, it's all about the New World Order, about the globalists, about the EU movement. It's all about control.
So with these people, right?
Yeah.
Where are the Democrats coming out on this? I mean, Trump pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accords, right? Which was everybody's trying to do this any way they can possibly think of to make it happen, and it just isn't happening. But you know. In the meantime, where are the Democrats on this? They're not
They're here to whatever Trump stands for, whatever we stand for, they're against.
They'll be against.
They're here to obstruct. They're here to obstruct. It's that to me, it's that clear. And I think we should make it clear in everybody's mind. And one of the things that you know what? My wife walked in and she said, "Why are you yelling and screaming? You're so loud. I could hear you from the living room." Am I that loud? Because you know what? If
you're
I am
animated.
Good, I want you
you're
to
animated.
Hear the message. You know why we need Trump? Because of all these judges that he's going to put on the court, and because he is the only guy that could stop an Andrew Cuomo and the New York Safe Act. He's the only guy that could stop Feinstein and all these liberal Democrats in these states from making these ridiculous laws against our gun rights. And he's the only guy that, like you're saying now, Bill, that is going to keep America great again and get our industries going, our jobs up. Look at what's going on with the stock market. Look at what's going on with jobs, with the unemployment rate is so low, and minorities are benefiting by it. And I'm reading articles, by the way, a great article, again, in America's First Freedom by Clay Turner about Chicago. With Moore. I mean, the people in Chicago, they're not all, we want to believe, the media wants us to believe that all blacks are against guns. They're not against guns because they know that guns are used predominantly more against them than they are against whites. You see, but it's the media. They're the instrument of the people, of the billionaires, the Soros's, the Bloombergs that own them, that are getting its total propaganda. The same thing what's going on in Europe. I gotta let Roger talk because I'm outside of myself right now. This is so critical that we make the right moves and we do what Oliver North is asking. What are we gonna do about it? When this program ends, do something. Do something. Pick up the phone and call these senators and tell them the first thing you got to do is get Kavanaugh on. And then the next thing we got to do is get votes. We got to get a neighbor out there, bring them to the polls, make sure. I just had a talk with my son yesterday and I said, Michael, you know what? You better be registered to vote and you better vote right. And your brother better too. And you know what? Let's all go and vote together and then my treat for lunch. That's what we need to do. We need to make sure we all go out and vote.
All right, Steve, let me get these numbers out because Susan Collins, Jeff Flake, Lisa Murkowski are still holding their decision closely to their chest if they haven't already decided.
What's the
area code for each one is 202. For Susan Collins, the number is 224-2523. That's 224-2523. For Jeff Flake, it's 224-4521. And for Lisa Murkowski, it's 224-6665. That's 224-6665. So I think if, Bill, your listeners would contact these people, make it very clear that they're being watched and their political futures will go up in smoke if they do not go to confirm Brett Kavanaugh. So, yeah, it's absolutely critical. Nothing is more important than getting Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is going to basically be the only certain way that we can keep this leftist radical movement. You know, see how powerful it is. And how powerful the federal bureaucracy is that Obama created. We must do what we can to make sure that the Supreme Court is in good hands.
Who's calling somebody?
I am. I'm calling right now. I'm calling Susan right now.
Okay.
Calling Senator Susan Collins, Washington D.C. office. Your call is very important, and we look forward to hearing your thoughts and comments. To leave a message for Senator Collins about current issues, please press 1. Please leave your comment after the tone. If you would like a response, please leave your name, mailing address, including city, state, and zip code, email address, and phone number. In addition, you may also email the senator through her website at collins.senate.gov under the Contact tab.
Now I'm going to leave a message.
Thank you for calling the office of Senator Susan Collins. Please leave your message after the tone.
Hi, my name is Stephen Dandrilli. I'm with the Obelisk Quarrel web blog, and I'm calling to ask the senator to please seriously consider voting to approve Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. It's absolutely urgent. I suggest that the senator and your entire staff look at the Obelisk Quarrel and read our articles on the subject. It's critical, and we are going to watch your vote. I thank you, and if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me directly or my partner, Roger Katz, an attorney at law, or comment on our website, The Obelisk Quarrel. Thank you. See how simple it was?
Yeah, but...
Well,
not,
now I'm going to call the others when the show's over. And you know what? And I'm going to follow up, and I'm going to send them a copy of the article. And you know what, Bill? Everyone listening tonight, that's all they need to do. It takes a minute. It'll take 3 minutes to call all three of those guys. And you know what? If they get a million or 200 or 2 million calls, wow. You know,
they'll take notice.
They will listen.
Yep. We have run out of time, guys. Everybody get on the phone. You got the phone numbers. Have at it. We will talk to you guys again next week.
Very good, Bill. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.